Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. That was Black Stacks, I Love My Life, featuring the sophisticated, as L.A. would say, Miss Felicia Loud. Today is a special day for me. My special guests are going to be Black Stacks, which consists of Black, Jace, and Miss Felicia Loud. And I get to sit down and discuss with them all the things that have been going on with them, their history, their present, and where they want to go with what they're doing. And I just want to thank everybody who's come out to listen to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. And I ask that you just spread the word about what we're doing. Spread the word about Black Stacks. You can find out more about them at www.blackstacks.com. It looks like we've got one caller in the queue. Oh, two callers in the queue, so let me bring them in. Caller from the 355 prefix. You're on the line with Lady Flavor.
Yeah, what's up, Lady Flavor? This is Silas Black.
Oh, hello, Silas Black. Nice to have you on the air with me.
Yeah, nice to be here.
How are you?
I'm hood. It's a beautiful 206 summer day. Yeah,
it is beautiful out there. You got that right. Got another caller, so let me bring them in too, Silas. Okay, caller from the 819 prefix. You're on the long list, Silas Black and Lady Flavor.
Hey, what's happening? It's your love.
Hey, Alicia.
All right.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing all right. What's all the hullabaloo? Somebody's kicking it.
Okay, that's on Black line.
Yeah, that's. do we need to turn that down? Hold on. Let me. All right.
Okay. I guess we're just waiting on Jace. He hasn't called in yet. But I'm so excited about having the two of you on because, you know, I have regular conversations with Jace all the time. You know, we have our
right.
our weekly powwows, but this is actually my first time ever having Black on the air or speaking with him. I have to tell you, Black, mm-hmm. you know, you're kind of intimidating.
Oh, cut that out. Can't imagine that. We can't imagine that.
Imagine that.
I was like, oh, my goodness, does he talk? But you're a monster on stage. I have to tell you, you know, it's I love, you know, what you and Jace do, and I love, you know, what Felicia brings to the flavor of what you've now created called Black Stacks. It looks like Jace is on the line, so let me bring him in, too.
Where?
Jace?
Hello? Yes,
hello?
You got. Can I get a short drip, please? No room. I need some black coffee. What's
okay.
up?
We got
what's up, Lisa?
Coke
what's up, Black?
Black
how you doing, Lady Flavor?
Very good, very good. I'm excited about having you all three on the air. It was wonderful having Felicia on the air back in what was that? April or May? May.
I'm gonna say April because that was my birthday, but it could have been May.
It was right before the Talking Buildings album release party, so I'm excited about having the three of you on.
Well, thank you for having us in the coffee house. That's why I came in and said I wanted a short drip. I just need to go ahead and get on my Seattle speedball so we can have a great conversation.
Born!
We already know that.
Right
there. Know how you are about your coffee.
Yes, indeed. It's signature.
So,
but what's happening? How
are
you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day, like Black was talking about. It's a beautiful day out here in Seattle. At least it's comfortable weather. It's not like that scorching 90-degree weather. So.
Woo! I was loving that, though. It got
yeah,
a little
take all that.
Okay, so for people who don't know who Black Stacks is, you know, who wants to give a little bit of history behind, like, Silent Lamb Project and then how the two of you, Jace and Black, joined up with Felicia?
Go on. Go ahead, Black. You intimidate us.
Yeah, he's scary. He's scary. Next time I see you, Black, you got to hug me or something so I feel a little better.
Does that mean I'm supposed to answer this? Cause
yes, indeed.
You're supposed to answer. You're the daddy of it all.
Oh, man. Is this on the air? Are we live?
Yes, live. And I have to tell you
okay.
that Miss Daring is listening from Chicago.
Oh, what's
oh,
up,
man?
Tool?
Much love.
Daring.
Michelle Tool, how you doing?
Well, you know, to answer the question from what I remember, Silent Lamb, you know, we've been around for a while, at least allowed in the same time, if not, you know, and doing her thing and, you know, and like being like a giant in the theater and also on the vocals, you know, so she always kind of stood by herself so that, you know, she always was big to us in that light and wanted to do some cuts with her. So we kind of came at her solo individually. And she was with it, and it's mainly because, you know, all of us was at a point where we felt like we could do some more with our music, with our voices. So this was like a perfect combination, highly respect on both sides. So we just started making cuts together, and we focused up on what we wanted to pay tribute to, because in ourselves, you know, as it says, Talking Buildings, that's what we feel we are individually. But we did some homework, some practice, some thoughts, and we came up with Black Stacks. And everything else is what you see right now, you know, what you will see in the future.
So how did the name Black Stacks then come about?
It's just
okay.
It's a good memory. Yes, good memory.
Yeah,
we did homework. We actually, from what I remember of it, and I say that literally, we hooked up at Lisa's house. We did dinner. She cooked some grub for us. gave me some fake meat or something. Tried to slide some fake meat pie on me or something.
Yeah.
Tofu.
I gave him tofu. I didn't know some fake meat.
Yeah, that wasn't cracking. Hey, but yeah, we just thought a whole bunch of names. We came up with a few names. But Lisa could tell you more about how she did it, because I don't know if she did that by mistake or she just crafted that like that.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I'm in the bank right now, so I'm using my software.
You getting money?
You already know. Yes.
Oh, that's tight. Okay, so hold up.
So let me step out for a second so I can get loud and do what I need to do. So it was a friend of mine. That's funny. I said a friend of mine. I can't even remember his name. Lance McQueen was talking to me once about Stax Records, and I wasn't hip, and that wasn't long ago, you know, in terms of I knew who Otis Redding was, and I knew who some of the all-stars were in that Stax Records, but I had no idea what Stax Records went through, and I had no idea about how the organization got started and all that. And what reminded me, what stayed strong with me, is the sound that they had, that Otis Redding had, that Sam and Dave had, and this strong connection to just being gritty and raw and not apologizing for the fact that they are gritty and raw. And it was just this the opposite of the Motown. And I love Motown as well. I love Marvin Gaye dearly, Temptations and all that. But they had this real soft and polished act that I only saw. So when I saw something different, I knew I enjoyed it. And with Black and Jace, you know, it's this raw, unapologetic kind of, you know, in your face, sound, and I enjoy that. So with Black Stax, that's how the Stax came, and then the Black just came apart, just being with the proudness of, you know, fatherhood and motherhood and raising children and loving children, and, you know,
and being Black.
And being Black, of course, getting to that, and just uplifting that, you know, and not having any apologies about calling ourselves Black.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a great story, and I think that one of the things that I appreciate about your group, and I'll have to give you a little story of my feelings behind all of you,
ooh,
but it does feel like you're storytellers. You know, there's always a meaning behind what you say and what you do, it feels like, you know. And Jason and I have these great conversations every week. And one of the things that I was telling him, and I think that I've told him a few times along with other people, is, you know, when I listened to your CD, Talking Buildings, I was telling Jace how I could be in a room all by myself, but listening to it, it makes me feel like I'm there with somebody. You know, there's a comfort. It feels like there's you know, people talking in a coffee shop and having this conversation, and you hear, you know, Felicia Loud say this, or you hear Black, you know, spit some wisdom, or, you know, Jason. And it gives me this feeling like I'm not alone. And I think that's kind of amazing to kind of have that sense from music. The other thing is that, you know, I'm new to hip-hop. This is something very new to me. So I'm going through at the age of 50, you know, this being educated behind this. And I think I told you this before, Felicia, when you were on the show before.
Yeah.
And this is kind of exciting to me. And I'm kind of evolving into what I have in love and appreciation for when it comes to hip-hop. I don't know whether I would say that Black Stax has spoiled me and kind of... That's where my roots are, is with you guys. But it definitely is where I have my great appreciation, and it is definitely the style that I find myself now drawn to, because you guys are storytellers. You know, you are much more than just, you know, hip-hop artists or soul singers, Felicia. You're telling stories. You know, when I started out the show, and, you know, it's always going to happen, you know, I had to start out with I Love My Life, right? And, you know, that song speaks to everybody. That song can cross so many boundaries and reach out past, you know, what you might think your your normal basis. And like I had told Jace, you know, this particular song reached out to my mentor, who is a 45-year-old, you know, Caucasian woman who works in corporate America. And she was like, Susan, I really dug that. And she then went and found Black Stacks on Facebook and requested you as friends. So, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, you guys don't just stay in what you might think your normal group is. You guys cross boundaries that other groups don't.
Well,
so, that's my little spiel on Black Stacks.
That's you know, that's much appreciated, Flavor. You know what I'm saying? And it's good to be appreciated for the work, you know, that we've been putting in and we've been doing and been creating for so many years, and the stories we've been telling and the classes we've been teaching and the children we've been raising and, you know, just dealing in life, you know what I'm saying? And so I think, you know, we're trying to express that through how we're doing things. Everything we do is on purpose. It's not an accident. You know what I'm saying? So it's not apologetic because it was thought about, considered, and figured out and done, and executed. So, you know, all we, you know, for me speaking, all I like to see done with this music is what you said, played in coffee shops so people can listen to it while they're having their coffee. You know what I'm saying? Reading their books or reading their papers or magazines. You know, played in classrooms where teachers could break down the lyrics, break down the story to the youth. You know what I'm saying? And they talk about it. They debate it. You know, they can talk about styles and presentation and all those things that go along with it. You know what I'm saying? Be able to sit around and talk about it on the street with my cats when I'm doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? When I'm standing out, you know, and we hanging out, just having a good time enjoying this beautiful day in SEA. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, being respected enough to be played in the clubs by DJs. You know what I'm saying? So people can hear it. You know, nobody can hear the record if you got it and you play it at your house. You know what I'm saying? If you think it's good music or if you think it's bad music. You know what I'm saying? So in those four areas, you know, for me, so I just want to say thank you. That's a high compliment.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm still new to this. You know, so as you already know, I'm being hit from a lot of hip hop artists, especially right here in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's necessarily fair to them, but I kind of hold them, you know, against you guys, you know, and I really, really listen to their words and their relevance. And I'm finding, I don't know what you call it because I'm still, you know, learning and educating myself, but it feels like, I'll be honest, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but it feels like the young people coming up in the hip-hop game are dumbing themselves down. You know, they're saying a bunch of nothing. You know, when you turn around and you listen to, you know, Silent Lamb, or you listen to Felicia Loud before, you know, joining as Black Stacks, and then you listen to, you know, the three of you coming together, again, you have a message, you have a story. When you listen to what's coming up now, I mean, that's my opinion, but so what do you think, Black?
Oh, man, I think a lot of things about that. I think there's a lot of, put it bluntly, there's a lot of whack artists. Like, there's a lot of whack. And I'm not even talking about nature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about, you know, what they're copying, or whatever they choose to copy, you know. And I think that's the first thing. And everything else, I don't know. I think it's just, you know, it's like corporate now. Hip hop is corporate. We all know that. So, you know, I kind of look at these guys like the blue collar rappers. You know, it's gonna be a lot of them. You know, and they're gonna, you know, they gotta do what they gotta do. They're not gonna really put out that kind of passion on the mic because they're kind of scared to do that. They're kind of scared to write their stories as they are because they're not entertaining to them. You know what I'm saying? They looked at it differently, if they changed their perspectives on what they was doing in hip-hop, if they really was hip-hop, you know, and if they really was about adding to the culture, like, you know, being a checker piece, being on the board, you know, then they would write something that's relevant, what they talk about. They wouldn't write about their money, you know, and all this, you know, and all the rest of this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't know. I think there's probably a lot more perspectives on that, but ultimately, I think it just really comes down to if y'all are, like you said earlier about I Love My Life, you know, if your music touches people, that's as high as the barometer goes. That's all you need to know. It touches people, you know, you being relevant, you know.
I have to agree. But one of the things that you know, my mentor had said to me, and she says this many times, is like you got to take the words that create a visual that evokes an emotion, and then that's when you really grab somebody. And and I think that what's coming out now, it's an interesting point that you made, Jace, that maybe they're kind of scared to tell their real story or whatever. They don't think that it would sell. I'm not sure. You know, but, you know, to me, it's not evoking any emotions. It's not causing me to remember it and this and that, you know. And so, you know, it's just, I don't know, like I said, maybe it's not necessarily fair that I came to have Black Stacks in my life as my main education as to
No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
You know, because... you know, it is something that I just kind of base, you know, because it's something that I do love and value about the three of you. And I do base what I hear off of that. And I do try to step aside and listen and see what I can get out of it, because I understand that not all music is about the message. Sometimes it's about the hype and the fun of it or whatever. But Jace has dropped off the line, but, you know, hopefully he'll call back. But I want to play a song, Black, and then I want, if you would speak on it. One night I was up very late, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Intellect posted this video. I'll be honest, Black, I had no idea that Silent Lamb Project had videos. So he posted this video, so I want to play this, and this is House of Respect.
Can you get that music up? Sissy half cocker, I am patient to the outpatient, or at least outrunning. This countdown to heartache or cunning is card through 120 MPH. Down a long drag, I took a long drag on some borrowed smoke. Should have all faithful, like a fortune.
I went like Hannibal, fit silence, use the wireless, become silent. Remain razor sharp, well tuned like harps. Keen to every scene, like a guillotine. Split leaves and green, make speeches like the dean. On school, use a tool taught from a mentor. Slap some for slander, answer no question. At least you get the lesson one, fuck the humdrum. The daily operation, to find a location, to rock the mic roundabout, like down and out, make it reach the scalp, to stay high like the Alps. Indigenous with cannabis, many times ran the bus, many times ran the cuss at the shit around us. No unwilling lyrical killing, fulfilling us. Legacy of an MC, unknown light, the lab for the clone, longitude lab to where I'm at, ready for combat, in the citywide, landslide of rats.
Mike Spaces, welcome to the House of Respect.
Oh shit.
What
the
you could have thought?
The gods built.
It's the monster that God's built. Fiend for the mic. Sincere over Mike Spaces.
Life story. I heard it 12 times. 12 different niggas in 12 whack rhymes. Blow smoke, mic gas. 20 feet off Oak Ranch like white supremacists. Watch the verse, man, his skill is unbridled. No need for some visors. Coldest memory has been watching whack rappers and sound check wound up. From prestigious to new past to old habits. I can't let go of seasons fragile like babies. Pussy shown. Delivery, I'm wiry. Conceptualizing ball sizes signifying, or should I say I transcend, make my walk too big for short steppers, fuck while you fall, pretend it's while you brawl, rhyme is while we look cross, you in the act of our reaction, shun, slap a motherfucker, watch his eye jump, yo, cut your loss, laugh it off,
oh shit,
what you could have thought, it's the monster that God's built, feed for the mic, fear over my face.
Welcome to the House of Respect.
Oh shit. What you could have thought?
It's the monsters of God's bill. Your fame for the mic.
Lyrical buck twice. Check the device. Cut like in Christ.
ice, sharpened like a glass. Frame, no name, just an imprint from this blueprint. A verbal conductor, a verbal motherfucker. Go back to your hoopla, pay quarter bowl. I'm lyrical testing with notables. I stay hopeful, confident, rising like fire.
Not to come up in your head like, what to become, wonder out the steady stare of paperweight. Rap mache, holding candy that's sweet. Yo, I'm never courteous in the heat, or at the surface of the peak. She could think, embarrassed when I blink. Cabbage thought like it be an infant till I impose. Yo, free take these, method jailhouse lyrics. Look, my silver star shine for exploit. Fuck a common voice, my niggas ill, walking upright. Under open tables, tail, we prevail more. Rush to underscore, to translate. The wolf of life out odds consulted. I mean, the odds is insulting. Y'all can't get in, we too thick. Touch the topic like clitoris. Shelter a sentence that's bastard. Mute the mongrel and sheets. Cotton brief. Consider this my gun draw at your portal. Like film at museums that I walk about. Chief till cotton mouth. Aroused like a proud wrestling sex for the kill off. Blacks ill off. Jake's ill off cause. Only right so as not to harbor fugitive thought. Oh shit.
Oh shit. What you could have thought. It's the gods that monsters built. Fiend for the mic.
Black.
Okay, House of Respect.
Yo.
Okay, now we got Jace back on the line.
Yes,
so,
my apologies.
I don't know. That's all right. I don't know if you had heard me say Jace, but you know, remember the night when Intellect had posted House of Respect, the video, and
yes,
I was
indeed
texting you in the middle of the house, middle of the night. I was like, man, I didn't even know. You know,
right.
I was just like, wow, this is so deep and intense, and so. I was glad that I actually had that MP3 uploaded to the show because, you know, that was like my start. Then it was like, you know, searching and searching for more Silent Lamb on YouTube. And, you know, and I just didn't know. You know, I didn't know your story back in the day.
Ooh, yeah. You know, I think, I'm sorry, I almost saw somebody get hit in the middle of the street. And this guy was just walking, but I'm sorry. You know, but, yeah, I mean, Silent Lamb, I don't know if Black, you know, went into a lot of detail of the story because, like you said, I dropped off. But, you know, Silent Lamb Project is something that we established back in 96, right? And so it was a union between Jason the Fourth Party and Blind Counsel, right? And the MC, Silas Black, Alter Ego, Jace E. Cage, Alter Ego. Collaborate, you know, create music, you know what I'm saying? Because it was all the love of music. It was all the respect of music and, like, you know, how can you elevate that, you know what I'm saying, and still keep it genuine enough to yourself where you ain't, you know, selling your soul to be an artist. So we came together on the hip-hop and, you know, I'm sure he told you we've always been a fan of Felicia Louds. So just watching her and watching how she was doing her thing and music, because she still was acting at the time, you know, in plays and, you know, doing some real good things and positive things and workshops with the youth, working through Langston Hughes. And so it was like Silent Lamb Project, to me, is like the SL imprint. It's the stamp, you know what I'm saying, it's for the work that, you know, that we were able to do and continue to be able to do, you know what I'm saying, now working with Felicia Lau. And, you know, it's just always an elevation. It's always a challenge with music because, you know, sometimes the best music don't get heard, right?
Right.
In the scheme of things, like, the best music don't get heard. It's like, okay, who can pay for that budget? Who can do this? Who can politic that? You know, who's buddy-buddy here? Who's clicked here? You know what I'm saying? In this region in particular. So, you know, being here and being here for so long and, you know, knowing that SL has, you know, been able to put out joints like House of Respect, Comrade, you know what I'm saying, Death for What I Know, you know, Rap Psychiatrist, Vintage, you know, Cuts, classics, that, like you say, tell stories, but it's a story of everyday elevation in life,
mm-hmm.
You know. I don't know. SL is a very interesting thing, you know, as I get to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know black pushes me to levels I ain't ever thought about in rhyme. You know what I'm saying? And just in thought with rhyme.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Felicia Loud. I mean, I can't. I'll never be able to sing like that.
Right.
No matter.
I could do it in pilot, man. I could do it in pilot. Yeah, right.
No matter how much I tried, right? You know, and being able to have a cat like Oruunga, you know, who's rooted with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He plays like
that,
a DJ.
Man.
He plays like our DJ on the trumpet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like here you go again. You get pushed to another. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? SL is always the imprint for me. It's like it's the starting point of, you know, the Black Stacks because Felicia Loud and Oruunga still do what they do, but we haven't changed or reduced what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like being able to say this rap. Yeah, Cass is going to be busting raps in this song while she's singing and he's playing the horn. And it's going to be all ill and melodic and raw and gutty and like, ooh, come get some of this. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And not in a way like, you know, we ain't going to speak to you. We ain't going to acknowledge it. We ain't going to, you know, want to exchange. We ain't going to want to, you know, have the conversations and visit the community. Not like that. Not like we scaring you, but more like we daring you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's more like you can do it. You know, you'll never know what you get. It might be that night where, you know, the cat runs up on stage and wants to grab the mic and Silas Black just don't snatch it from him and eat him on the mic. Right there.
Like
I've seen them type of nights. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, opportunity and private and watching Felicia Loud just get into her soul and spit it out through song. You know what I'm saying? I call it a songbird for a reason. She sing it to you raw. Sometimes it's raw. Sometimes it's easy. You know? But it's honest. It's genuine. Right? Oruunga. You know, this. Like I said, he's like a DJ on a trumpet.
We should have had him come on because he is a very, very key element to who you are and what you do. I mean, I was, you know, sitting back listening again to Talking Building before the show even started and, you know, just listening to, like, the video that, you know, L.A. put together and this and that. And I'm so excited. I'm going to be there Saturday, so I'm going to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, most
definitely. But, you know, he is absolutely amazing. I do have to say that Felicia has dropped off the line, so I'm hoping that she's going to call back. But I am going to take a call. There's somebody that wants to say something, so let me bring them in.
Oh, most definitely.
What's good, family?
Hey. This is
Michelle.
Hey.
This
is Michelle. Hey. Uh-oh.
Yes. It's me.
Hey. How you doing, Michelle?
I am doing just fine. Just fine. I'm just so excited to hear that y'all was on Flavor Show that I just had to tune in today.
Oh, great. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's good to hear your voice, too.
Yeah, you know, hopefully I can get y'all's names right.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I think you got that, dude. I think you're good.
You think I'm good? I got that?
Yeah, I think you got that.
Okay.
They want to trick you up. But for those in the listening audience, I have to tell you that Miss Daring out in Chicago is one of Black Stack's biggest fans out there.
Yes, I am.
She loves
her too. What is it?
Respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Respect.
Yay.
Respect. Uh-huh.
So when y'all coming out
and
to play?
Well, you told me you was bringing us out there this month. That's what you told me.
Oh, that's what I told you? What, was I drinking when I told you that?
Yeah, I don't know. You might have been, but that's
oh,
what
okay.
You told me.
Got a deal laughing.
Oh, okay. But now that I know, I can work on that.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. We'll talk about that later. But
okay.
on the serious side, you know, we're working with a young filmmaker out there by the name of Bless Aaron. AFAM Films. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he's having a movie premiere called Where's Henry? And some of our music is on the film. So we're looking to come out there then. So we, you know, late September, early October.
Let me know. Maybe we can put on some shows or something.
Maybe. We're supposed to be okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Ms. Darren is all about trying to get y'all out there in the Chicago area.
So what? How's Chicago? What's happening in Chicago?
Violence. That's it. That's all. Violence.
You said that's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all. Nothing else good is going on in Chicago.
That's not good to hear.
I know.
So you know what Ms. Darren posted the other day? She was saying that the artists out there in Chicago wasn't doing it, and she wanted some more Pacific Northwest artists. What do you think?
Ooh. Well, I think Go ahead, Black. My fault.
I think we got really when you say like you said Pacific Northwest artists, because really we do got a fan deck of some you know very very nice heat out here. It's really no excuse. You know, a lot of people been missing out on what comes out in the Northwest for whatever reason, but it's really like, if I can encourage you to do anything aside from, you know, get with Black Stacks, get with your club promoters, bring us to your city, let us do what we do, and then we'll take care of it from there, God take care of it from there, you know what I'm saying? But really should peep out the artists in the 206 area. We do got a nice, we performed with some cats last night. You know what I'm saying? It's just a nice scroll of heat. So you could almost fill up a mini iPod with a lot of this heat out here.
Well, you know what I'm working on, Black? I'm just going to work
What's
on the Seattle, the tour. We're going to call the tour Seattle.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we'll do that. And then everybody get to see some of the scroll of that heat that you're talking about.
Yeah, let's do that. Because, you know, that's some investment. You know.
I think the tour should be called Flavor. The Flavor Tour. No? Okay.
Okay.
I guess I got squashed. Okay.
See how that table silence? That was that table silence.
Yeah, it got real quiet, huh? I thought we were part of the Fear Crew.
Yeah.
Anywho, but Michelle,
yes,
you really, you know, I know that you're a big fan of Black Stacks, and I'm sorry that Felicia had dropped off the line. She probably knew that I was going to ask her to sing or something, you know. But you really need to see them perform in person. You really need to see it. It is a different feel. I have to tell you that they're, you know, I went to their album release party when Talking Buildings came out, and it was so well orchestrated. You know, from the DJ that they chose to the other performers, and they had like little skit type thing going on, and it just was so well orchestrated. And Black and Jace and Felicia, they all have very different personalities, and you can see that in just, you know, their physical appearances to their sound.
Mm-hmm.
It just blends so well, Ms. Darien, that man. You really do need to experience them, and Chicago really needs to experience them because, you know,
You know why, Flavor? Because Black Stacks are professionals. They know what they're doing, and they're doing it big. See what I'm saying? That's why. That's why.
Hey, can I say something, too? And I, you know, because it's more than just Ms. Dang is a fan of Black Stacks. She has a show. You know, I think, you know, you should tell people about your show, because it's not that you're just a fan of Black Stacks and you're playing it in the car, you're playing it at the house, you're playing it for your friends. You got a show and you got an outreach and an outlet for Pacific Northwest to, you know, connect with. So can you tell us about your show, please?
Well, all right. But, yes, I do have a show on Tuesdays here on Blog Talk Radio, and I do support independent artists, and I always confide in Flavor to help me out with the Pacific Northwest and all of that, because she hooks me up a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
She even hooked me up with you all, so that's how, you know, I was able to find out your talent. So I'm spreading the word as much as I can across the globe. She's at one end, I'm on the other. We're going to make it happen.
Exactly.
I like the Shy SCA connection, too. I do like it. It's pretty nice.
Well, I just wanted to chime in to say hello to you all. I am leaving work for the day, so I'm going to be away from my computer, but I'm still appreciative for you all coming on my show. I like the things that you're doing. I like the music that you're playing, and yes, I do play it on my show, and yes, I do play it in the car and at home. So, so I just wanted to come on and tell Miss Felicia, Miss Loud, that I said hello. Did I
you just messed the name up. See, I'm going to tell Miss Felicia that. You just say hello.
You got a new name, Felicia, okay.
Okay, see, I told you I was going to butcher it.
Yeah, you did. I had your back, too. I had your back.
That's why, they call
respect
her
and
Lisa.
Love back out to you, Miss Daring, and thank you for calling in. It's good to hear your voice. You know, Chicago, we got to get out the violence, but, you know,
yeah.
It's good to hear your voice and see that you're well. So thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. Flavor, yep. I will holler at you. We'll be talking about that summit thing that you're putting together.
Oh, we're going to do it on Monday.
Yep.
So I hope you can, yeah. So I will
got the email
you
for that.
Okay.
All righty.
All right,
bye, y'all.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right, peace.
All right.
Bye.
See, people paying attention, you know, and I tell people all the time, you know, I'm just like this simple little girl, right? I have
mm-hmm.
such a strong passion for independent artists, and I try to find creative ways to help, you know, get the word out, you know, and the Flavor Radio shows is one way, and my newsletter is another way, and all the different things that I do, but, you know, Michelle and I had been connected, that's Miss Daring, you know, for a while, you know, and then she started, you know, hearing, you know, the music I was playing and the artists that I was supporting, and she's like, Flavor, you got to send me some of that. So, you know, you
mm-hmm.
just never know, you know, she's
right.
in a totally different region, you know, and she's a big, big fan of Black Sax, and it's not just because Flavor sent it to her. She really, really digs y'all's sound, so,
right.
you know,
appreciate that.
You just never know. Never
right.
know, and you know I know she's you know trying to get you know the feelers out there in that area to see how they can you know have you guys come out and perform out there too. So don't be surprised one of these days Black Stag are gonna be out there in the Chicago area. So why don't we kind of talk about briefly when you went out to the East Coast? What was it like performing out there on the East Coast?
It was lovely performing on the East. It's lovely. It was, I think, like any place like them coming out here, I think it was refreshing because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives us a fresher perspective, too. You know, you don't know nobody, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, also coming out of Seattle, really everywhere we go, East, Midwest, we really be coming like, you know, in defense of the 206 or whatnot, you know, because. We don't, you know, we don't get represented well a lot, you know. So when
mm-hmm.
we first went out there, you know, we kind of felt that also, like, we don't know who you guys was used to or what, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we did our jobs, but, it, you know, it's always that case when you go out east. You got to you feel like you got to reprove it. I don't think, you know, you go all the way into it, but it does add to your energy, you know what I'm saying, positive energy
mm-hmm.
if you emceeing or whatever, so. Makes your show hotter, you know. Makes
mm-hmm.
you come a little harder, you know, like that.
So do you think that with your tour out there on the East Coast, did you gain new fan base from doing that tour?
I think we always do. As far as numbers, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the numbers,
mm-hmm.
but I do know we made some sincere bonds. You know, as far as music fans, you know what I'm saying? Even some cats we perform with.
Okay.
But we try to make sure that happens everywhere we go, though. Flavor, you know,
okay.
if you know, it's kind of easy with being when you're just doing you. It's kind of easy, but you know,
yeah.
we try to make sure that happens anyway. You know?
Right.
So bringing it back to Seattle now and Talking Buildings album release party, you know, again, that was such a well-orchestrated evening as far as, you know, from my viewpoint up in my little, you know, seat in the loft. You know, I had a perfect view of the stage and the perfect view of the crowd and everything, and it was so amazing to see such a diverse group of people that came out. you know, and just up there, you know, close to the stage and all. Are most of your shows a diverse crowd?
Yeah, Black Neck show.
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, when we talk about music, you know, and we talk about, we got to talk about a worldwide perspective of music. You know what I'm saying? As we're getting played in Chicago, we want to be playing in South Africa. You know what I'm saying? As we're getting played in South Africa, we want to be played in France. As we're getting played in France, we want to be played in Brazil. You know, we don't want, you know, music to me is not meant to be like sat in one spot. It can be derived from one spot. It can be worked on in one spot. It can be developed in one spot. It can be created. But I think music is bigger than that, right? So I think that for us, you know what I'm saying, when we talk about shows and we talk about doing things and execute things, we look at it like it's bigger than, you know, just a show that night. You know what I'm saying? Doing a show that night, we drop an album, come out, support us. It's more like a statement, you know. So hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone is dying on me. Black, you gotta help me out, man.
Hey, it's God,
oh,
was...
Okay, should I jump in there or what?
Yeah, let me. I think you answered it, OJ.
Okay. But so then, when you went straight after, because you basically went straight after your Talking Building album release here in Seattle, down to California. What was it like to do so many shows back-to-back down in California? And you know, is that different than performing on the East Coast to up here in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, I think so. It was fresh, first of all, doing all of that back-to-back. Because that's not work, you know what I'm saying? It really don't feel like work. We did a lot of work going to it, you know, and I know Jace would say it's a lot of work, too, because he... You know, Jace managed the tour. He kind of set it up. So, you know, there's a lot of work that went into it prior to it. But, you know, so 4 or 5 days in a row is really like a dream for most of us. You know what I'm saying? Just busting. You know, just 4 different shows, 4 different crowds. One day of rest in the middle, you know what I'm saying? Next show, and then back to the town. So it was like a... It was like that much-needed calisthenics in one way, you know what I'm saying? Another way, it kind of gave us an idea how our music, you know, a lot of people responded to the music that we didn't expect, too, so.
Okay. Well, let me, if we could just stop here and let me play another one of your tracks. This is one of my favorites, too, and, you know, this is deep and I just have to play it. This is Marbles.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Daily thoughts of death, but my breath pumps life. You're my life, full of love and might. You're my life, full of stories we write, full of mimics that bite, full of brothers that sometimes need kites. You're my life, take turns, that sometimes burn, but with no regrets. You're my life's a bet, whether off the set, behind doors, build a score, a force create the encore, but vain, just release the pain. My life's strange, in the midst of the game, full of snitches with dope bitches that get gold chains. You're my life, includes Barbie, no Barkley, or Bailey, operate daily at ATP. You're my life, hear songs that don't belong to my ears. They fit. You're my life, the shit. You're my life. Lace your t-shirt, you can't quit. Yo, cabaret, you can't quit. Yo, once upon a time, yeah, I built my rhyme. But nowadays it's paid, yeah, it's all refined. Yo, I like the lines we cross, taking forces to the north. In the basement as a boss, no they choose no boss. But my life's high above, all hate and love. All green and all machines, yo, my life ain't seen. You're my life.
Was out of due. Got clippers, jump off, raised up north. Soul got imports, so when I flex, I'm like X. You like what? Lights look like an EKG. Lights sound like Do Re Mi. Inside,
and got casualties. I fight inside, forced to practice lazy cattling. We got mishaps, ask Dr. Wright how the wrongs make every song better. Who's wrong, he or the legends? Then I'm 17, I got caliber to measure. My people run hustle and I sleep rest for temporary. Either I need it or the Hebrews greedy. Walk into your party, bring the epidemic to the needy like leisure. I guess you thought you saw it, but you didn't. Turn the page, my life ain't gun shoot, not gun shoot. We got stripes, get shine, all the gifts, all the shit. Maintenance, 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 yo, I'm straight. Splinter, walking left over from the building. The rest got burned to beginning. Spit turned to venom, my life run like with old slaves. They stayed too long, now I'm subterranean. Every mic we on go plus stainless. The life I rock like a vest. Tax your discretion, protest, the game got implants. My life only grand.
Only grand
if I aim at them. If I aim at them, right, this shit hard at them. If I aim at them. My life. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Right, so that was marbles. So, can you guys give like a, you know, where did the concept for marbles come from?
But the concept for marbles, you know what I'm saying, cats, like you're losing your marbles, losing your mind. And, you know, every now and then, like some cuts be just like a reflection off of something crazy that happened in the town or some, like some shit you heard. You can't believe a cat really did that.
Right.
So, you know, we just, in that cut, we were just saying, you know, like, just like the hook say, you know, we collect brains, you know, and we'll play the game like marbles, like chess moves, you know.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay. That's one of my favorites, because it's one of those, you know, I could sit here at my desk, I could sit in my chair or even lay in my bed and just, you close my eyes and just think. You know, it's just like, yeah, you know.
You think about two young black males and playing marbles. Will you see that song?
Yeah, I'll see it.
But I think that with that song, it takes me, depending on what my mood is, you know, I could sit there and say, you know, I'm just having like a crazy ass day. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, just like. Yeah, now just bounce my head and, you know, this and that. So it just, you know, I think that if people really take the time to sit and listen, you know, the words, not just the beat of it, but the words speak volume. So we do have Alicia Loud Black on the line, so I just want to welcome you back, Alicia.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
What's up, Lila? Lila.
I was playing some marbles just a minute ago.
Playing some marbles. Okay.
Yeah. Collecting brains. Okay. I'm sorry. Keep it moving.
That's okay,
you right in here.
What's the word?
So there are a lot of things that are going on for you guys. I mean, you started out earlier in the year being out on the East Coast, then coming back, you know, here to the West Coast with your album release party. You did a few shows, Hand Down tour, then going down to California. Now you're back up in Seattle, and you're having this month-long stretch out here at the Babaloo Lounge. Why don't you tell us, you know, the concept behind what you're doing out there at the Babaloo? So tomorrow's going to be the third week of you being out there. So, from what I understand, if I'm correct, there's kind of a theme each week.
You are correct.
Yes, indeed. So, you want to explain that there, Small?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are going there. You guys have lost the marbles. All right. Okay. Each week is a different theme. The first week we had Sex Radio. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first week was Stax Radio, where, you know, wanted to wanted to pay tribute to those Stax legends, and so we had some music from Stax, and we had ourselves do some music. And there's two sets,
okay.
And with an intermission in between each set, it may be three sets, depending on if we go on by the how last week went. That was some work. That was a workout, actually.
That was
that
work.
Oh,
that
was
some work.
But it's two sets, intermission, DJ Russell. What is Russell's DJ name?
DJ Sleepy. DJ Sleepy and Dem Dirty last
week. Dem Dirty, man.
Okay. Yeah, so them.
Yeah.
So they're high, you know.
Okay.
In the second week we had Black Stax and Silent Land Vintage, and Jason Black brought back some oldies but goodies and things for the audience, for their listening pleasure,
okay.
With the short shorts on and shit. And then we had, this week we got myself and Awar, Black Stax Renaissance, Awar Runga and myself, we're going to start the first set off with some tunes. And then bring the Black Stax crew up, and we all do get up there on our second set and do what we do. And then the last one itself, what is the last one called, though? I don't know if we've actually named it, but the idea is that we will have all of the ideas that we had from the previous shows collectively done in that night. And also we will be bringing Lady Tajay up on stage, Lady Tez, and Silent Mantra, who is right, and that's it.
Okay, so for those of you up here in the Seattle area, I really, really recommend that you come out the next two Saturdays to the Babaloo Lounge, which is located at 1723 North 45th Street, out here in the Wallingford area. And the first set begins at 10 o'clock, is that correct?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah, okay. Yes, so I would really, really recommend, and, you know, and besides the fact that
the doors
really
open at
10, Saturday.
First set at 10:30.
Okay. Oh, okay, doors open at 10, first set at 10:30. So, and I'm going to be there on Saturday, so you need to come out and see me too. Holler at the silver-haired lady. But, you know, so now that you're going to be finishing up with the Babaloo Lounge here at the end of August, what can people expect to hear about coming up here in the near future for Black Stax?
If I said nothing, would that sound crazy?
That's right.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That's what I was going to say. Silence. They
silence.
Have
silence. We're going to go into the silence mode.
We have to perform out here at Flava's front yard or something.
I'm going to go into the mountains for about 3 months. And try to come back.
Okay.
See what we can create. Yeah.
I think that's good. Yeah, that's it. Let's go to the mountain.
So now is Talking Buildings available online yet?
Yes, it is available
online.
Where can you tell people Black where it can be found online?
Oh, it's available. I'm sorry, Black Stax, and that's STAX music.com. It will be available through BSM Media Distribution.
All right. You guys were yesterday, right? No.
Okay.
You sure.
Okay. I would really, really recommend anybody to check out the Talking Buildings. It's just a great flow, great blend between hip-hop and soul with Silas Black, Jace, and Miss Felicia Loud. And the best thing to do is for you to go over to www.blackstaxmusic.com. And you can stay updated with everything that's going on with them over there. Otherwise, if you have questions, you can holler at me. I'll find out for you. But you know, if it's okay with you guys, I want to just play one last track. And it's another one of my favorite, and I want to play They Want Me.
Okay.
Hustling, moving, contribution, revolution like change. We'll flick your 8 million in life, that's really still a crooked angel. Come slanted like an angle. Too many points to be boxed. Detoxing vocab like Psalms. See the future like reading palms. So make bad. The math don't get subtracted. Strategies and fallacies, the actions make it fast. With small packs like new crops, chopped and screwed. Do what you wanna do. Mind safe like claps, wax. Fact poems like new art on the arm. Stacks, large stacks, the alarm boom like death in a song. Here, baby, see hazy, but
that's
the spirit can handle. Channel has no remote, we snow like the skin of black folks.
Wow.
So stay honest, like one of the Muhammad.
Right, that was They Want Me by Black Stack. So, Black, it is just you and I. Jason Felicia have dropped off again. So it's you and I. I want to thank you, you know, for hanging out with me this past hour. I appreciate, you know, you sharing your story. This is the first time I've ever actually had a conversation with you. So I've really, really enjoyed, you know, hearing your wisdom and the history behind, you know, you being a part of this group and Silent Lamb. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listening audience?
Actually, you know, and likewise on the respect though, Flavor, I've heard a lot about you. I've seen your work foremost. You know what I'm saying? I've seen how you've you know, put us out there. I much appreciated, you know what I'm saying? I think as far as saying anything else to the public, I would just like to say, you know, I'm still MCing, you know, we're still MCing, so basically, like, you know, I just like to issue out a lot of threats and warnings to people, man. I'm really not good for the, thank you, for the positive fanfare of the game, because I think most of the game is really bad right now, and that's why Black Stacks, you know, I think in some way, in some greater way, that's why we are where we are right now, you know. But for the most part of it, just check Black Stacks out, you know what I'm saying? Those of you in the blogosphere, check out the stacks, you know, see what we're talking about. I'm sure you agree with something, and I'm sure you disagree with something else, you know what I'm saying? But we, you know, this is what it is.
I think the one thing that I'll say, Black, is that, you know, again, of course I have the relationship with Jace, where we have our weekly powwows. But just, you know, as I get to know, you know, you and Felicia and just the vibe and sound of what you come together and create as Black Stack, you know, it's something that I spoke to Jace about, and I'll put this out to you too. As our elders start passing, it turns out, and I don't know how you think about this and feel, you know, as far as for yourself, but, you know, I feel like I'm now in a position of being considered an elder. And when I think about Black Stack, you know, I kind of see you guys also as kind of like the elders of, you know, this community. I think that you have a lot of wisdom that you can share if people are willing to listen. That's the interesting thing. Are they willing to listen, though?
Right.
So how would you feel about being identified as an elder?
Oh, I hold that full-heartedly. I take that to the, you know, that's you know, that's honorable in one light, to be considered that, because you could be a relevant elder, you know. But then on the other side of the coin, you know, I know part of it comes from what we talk about, what we try to bring to the public since we've been rhyming, you know, even from HOR, House of Respect, you know, trying to let cats know that knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everybody. So it really doesn't matter what you're really coming on. If you're coming on rah-rah, most knowledge is, you know, you shake the screen, you know, the gold come out at the bottom, however you want to look at it, you know. And I think all the people in the game who come like that have to understand that a lot of things come with that. The numbers don't come with that. People are not willing to listen, but people are willing to listen. People are willing to do a lot of things because we got a lot of work to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really take that full-heartedly to the heart. Every song, every paragraph, every rhyme, I think we take it very serious that what we're saying, you know, is somebody's going to listen to it and somebody's going to listen to it, you know. So just try to be honest with who we are, who you are. And I don't think, you know, what's ill about it is that I don't think we be coming at it like we being bringing wisdom or knowledge raining all the time. I think we just are coming how we talk, you know, how we converse, you know, how sincere we are, how we're being, you know, obscure situations. Right now, we're sitting at the restaurant. We stopped at this pizzeria on the south end. That's the SOUT. That's where all the blacks is at. They're not escaped from the city and gone. They're right here in the south end, right? And when this restaurant on Hudson and Rainier, right? And we sit down and the waiter comes and asks us, was we here yesterday? And we said, no. And he said, are you sure? We said, nah. And then he proceeded to tell us a story about some guys that came here yesterday were black, and they ate a lot of food, and they didn't pay their bill. Then he asked us again. He said, so you guys sure? And so we then proceeded with what we had to say. I'm not going to really go into that. It wasn't bad,
right.
But, you know, right. We're still sitting here, whereas, you know, four or five years ago, we wouldn't have been sitting here. Police would have been out here. It would have been
right.
A whole different
right.
Scenario. But, right. You know, luckily, like we said, we're talking to you on the phone, so everything's positive. But I really think, you know, just as that goes, that will be a song one day, just like most of the filthiest
sure.
artists, that's what they do. They make, you know,
sure.
They turn their life stuff into songs. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's real stuff that happens, you know, and I think
yeah.
that, you know, we all have choices, you know, in how we handle a situation, just like even the restaurant person, you know, had a choice in how he handled, you know,
right.
approaching you guys or even bringing it up with you guys or whatever. So, I mean, those
right.
are life stories, and I can definitely tell that when you three create, it comes from, you know, your life. I do want to give a shout out to Jay Gold because I believe he's listening. Cause
Jay Gold!
And I want to also give a shout out to Shambe. Shambe came by and was listening from Japan. So I want to give a shout out to him. So
shout out, Black Sax, love.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I think that there's so much that can be done here in the Pacific Northwest. And like you said, Jace, you know, we have some amazing talents right here. And as you stated, you know, the artists that you were out performing with last night, you know, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we created, you know, the Flavor Radio. And now I have the opportunity to take, you know, the music out to Baltimore and have it played out of Baltimore. And so, you know, I think, you know, we need to get creative. We need to unite and be able to support each other in what we're doing. The one thing that I am going to say, and I'm going to really, really, really stress this, is that, you know, get out and support independent artists and underground artists. There's a whole bunch of you that jump out there when a mainstream artist comes out and dig in your pocket for $75. These local
right.
artists are amazing, and they're only charging between $5 to $10 for their show. You know, you can come up with it. The other thing
right.
is that, you know, people, you know, I mean, I want people to value, you know, the underground independent artists. I really, really want them to value, you know, what you're doing, your endeavors, what you're creating for their enjoyment. And that it does take finances to support that. So whether it be supporting and paying to go to a showcase, you know, people need to stop wanting to get on the VIP list and get in free. You need to be willing to come out of pocket and pay for that. You need to be willing to pay for the CDs or the downloads, you know, books, whatever it is that's being created. Because in you supporting the independent underground artists, that helps fuel them to move forward to take it to the next level. Let's think about this. The mainstream artists that are out there making it big time that you continue to make rich, they, you know, you're digging in your pocket to make them
right.
richer. You know, somebody once upon a time when they were a nobody got behind them and helped push them forward. So for you out there in the listening audience, I really, really encourage you. There are some amazing artists right here in the Pacific Northwest that I'm so very proud to come to know and help represent to those that are across the globe and just, you know, get out there, you know, and they're not asking for much, you know, $5 to $10 for either their showcases or their CDs, you know, and if everybody got out there and did that, you know, that would really, really help push, you know, push them forward and to make some different moves and take it to the next level.
Yeah,
Silas,
I fully agree.
There's another caller on the line. I'm just going to click in and see if there's a chance that they are wanting to say something.
Okay.
Okay. Caller from the 888 area code 278. You're on the line with Silas Black of Black Sax and Lady Flavor.
Just listening.
Hello? Okay.
Just listening.
All righty. Thank you so much. Okay. so I guess they're just listening to the show. But anyway, you know, I could go on and on and on in regards to, you know, what I feel is needed, you know, to support and take Black Stacks and other artists to the next level. But I think that's one of the biggest things is to be willing to value what it is that you have to give and share, you know, and financially support your endeavors. Would you agree on Black?
I would agree. That's what I was going to, you know, I'll say we talk about that a lot. Like, it is a half-and-half offering, I would say, you know. As the artist, you got to make sure, you know, if you're an MC, you know, that you're on your game. You know, you're at the top of it, regardless of what people say, you're at the top of it. But practice puts you at the top, not people. And people elevate your status or whatever you are, you know what I'm saying? But that happens naturally, I believe, you know, from my experience in the game, from us, from watching us, you know, the things that are important is your half, you do your half, and the people, you know, should do their half, you know. Seattle's hard, though, and I think artists in a lot of other towns say the same thing about their town if they're from that town.
Okay.
So I tend to believe now at this point in the game that a lot of it has to do with just normality. You know, I know this guy, or I see this guy, so he's not really a star to me, you know what I'm saying, or he's not worthy of me putting my music, my money into it, or more importantly, my support. You know, I really think it goes really, it's really intrinsic of our nature. It's kind of what we do. Because I remember talking to MCs in New York, and they were saying the same thing. Like, it's all one thing. So I think it's a bigger thing, and I think it goes to the same issue in the community. It's just the brotherhood getting together. And I don't mean skin wise. I mean the men getting together and the women getting together and figuring out, you know, what's the best way to get this information and stuff to our kids. And what's
right.
the best way for us to do our thing? You know, how do we do our thing without it being? And I think when we get to an age, you know, we find a way to do our thing, and then we forget the rest of the scene, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really think it's what's going down right now with Black Stacks is very surprising to me. I'm very honored again, and I'm sure I speak for the three of us. But, you know, we've been getting hit by people that we would not expect, you know what I'm saying? So it lets
right.
us know also where we, you know, where we done got into the box on what we expect or what we value in our music. So I really, to say it truthfully, I think right now we just free falling. We doing exactly what we love to do over the track. Feels great, too, you know, that it's relevant, that people are making it relevant to them. You know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
you're saying, you listen to it. That's, you know, that's number one and ten, you know. So, you know, it's good right now. And I think, as far as Seattle artists go, we just need to step our game up, stop acting like lame ducks, you know, stop acting like we got four fans on our team and we do everything
right.
and we're done. You know what I'm saying? That's just nonsense. So, yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I, like you said, I could talk all day on that concept too. Cause,
right. Yeah.
We tried a thousand times, and we're going to keep trying to get, you know, 206 collaborations off. But, you know, individuals, like I said before, individuals are killing it out here right now. So it's still some heat out here for you. You know what I'm saying? People
right.
really got to be coal miners, too. So if the fans don't want to come out, then they could, you know, turn the computer on, find these cats. We out here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mm-hmm.
really matter. You
definitely.
Can get it either way. Yeah.
Definitely, and you know, and I know that I was kind of carrying on about, you know, some bad artists that have been hitting me up, but you're right, Black, there are some amazing talents that are coming out in the hip-hop community, so I don't want people to think I'm totally trying to bash the hip-hop community. I just think that there is so much potential out there that they don't even realize, you know, their own capabilities and stuff, and so I just really, really would encourage the younger people coming into the game to stay true to who they are. Don't dumb it down and tell some stories. Bring some relevance to what it is that you're creating so that you remember it, you know. So you create some classics like, you know, I Love My Life or, you know, House of Respect. You know, those are songs that are going to be remembered. And I think that we have the capability here in the 206 and the 253 and the 425 to create that.
253-360-425,
704, all that. This is Jace. I'm back on the line. Black, okay. I'm sitting at the pizza spot with Black. How you doing?
Okay.
And Black ran into a friend of his, so he had to pass me the phone. What's okay. up, Flavor? I'm listening to the conversation. You know, I just, like we said, we appreciate that the resource. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate the avenue that you're utilizing it. And this ain't, you know, it's a big picture. You know what I'm saying? And we just on a canvas. You know what I'm saying? We really trying to paint. So you know,
and
we appreciate all tools.
I don't think that, Jace, that people really realize, you know, what roles they play. They're very, very instrumental, you know, for, you know, somebody like Black Stax or, you know, LaRue or Unimsec or, you know, whoever.
Well, I was told a while ago by Silas Black, as you talk about instrumental, that the voice is the instrument in the music. You know what I'm saying? You don't separate it. You don't, you know, as far as you don't take it out of the music. You don't mute it. You know what I'm saying? You don't hide it. You don't mask it. You know what I'm saying? You put it out there with the snare, with the trumpet. You know what I'm saying? With the bass. You put it out there with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's supposed to elevate music. But, you know, it's a philosophy that may just be, you know, for the minority, so to speak. For the, you know, it ain't gonna be for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's okay too. That's okay too. So, you know what I'm saying?
I see your point, Jace, but the one thing I am gonna say, and I think that, you know, sometimes I think that God put me on this earth for a certain reason.
Right.
And one of the things that is my goal is to bring awareness, you know, because sometimes we can go along in life, you know, thinking, okay, you know, this is the way it is, but we never think about those simple things like, man, I really dig Black Stax, but who did I tell about him? You know, it's like if we talk about him, we remind people, okay, word of mouth is a very powerful tool when it comes to the success of an underground indie artist, you know. And so if you dig what they're doing, you dig their sound, you dig their concept, tell other people, you know, spread the word. Don't just share it right here in your neighborhood. You got relatives in Chicago and in Texas, you know, let people know where they can go and hear, you know, Black Stax on the air or any other artist.
They said music is the worldwide language, so let it be the worldwide language and spread it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Go.
We got a different dialect. We're in the Pacific Northwest. We got something signature. Let's maintain, hold it, and do what we do. You like a Black say, with no apologies. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Either way. You know?
Definitely.
So, you know.
Well, I have to say, Jace, you know, that, again, you know, like I told Black, I appreciate you guys coming on the show today and, you know, actually spending an hour and a half with me, which you probably didn't anticipate.
No, we didn't. So I apologize for my phone. I apologize for Lisa's phone. I think our phones are just dying, you know.
That's all right. That's all right.
Roaming this city.
I appreciate the time, and you know, I'm one of those people, I'll just go with the flow, you know. I mean, this is, you know, kind of, you know, ad-libbing this and this and that. But, you know, the reality is it shows the realism of who Black Stax is or, you know, who Flavor is or whatever, you know, and these are conversations that we have behind the scenes, but I appreciate being able to have them on the air where we can share it with the masses.
I'm looking at
them
like, damn, I
appreciate, you know, the three of you coming out and sharing this time with me today, and definitely when the archives are made available, I'll be pushing that out. You know how I do. But
well, Flavor, we
want to
say thank you. We want to say thank you very much, and we appreciate you, love you, trust you, respect you, and just, you know, you're just a resource that I'm glad is now out here being shined as a jewel in this Emerald City. And, you know, we appreciate your efforts for not just us, but the scene and what we're doing and helping us transform the scene into an actual industry where people have to say, you know, Seattle, Pacific Northwest, they got something that's viable and respectable. So, you know, we appreciate that. And on that note, I'm going to finish this pizza.
Well, definitely.
Thank you for the black coffee this morning.
You're funny. So yeah, go ahead. You could go ahead and hang up and stuff like that, and I'll just finish out the show. But thank you so much, Dave. You know, I appreciate
it, and I
will see you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, let's have a good time. Come out and enjoy Black Stack Saturday. It's gonna be beautiful.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Peace. Right. Thank you, Flavor Love.
Bye bye. So anyway, that was just finishing up with Jace from Black Stacks. It was a great experience to be able to have them come on the show with me today. I have not had the opportunity to have all three of them. They kind of were in and out sporadically, but that's okay. Things happen. But I really would encourage anybody that is in the Seattle area to come out tomorrow night and check them out at the Babaloo Lounge in Wallingford. And then also tonight is LaRue's album release party for Saturn Returns, and he's going to be at the Chop Suey tonight. So I believe the doors open up at 8 o'clock there. So I would really, really encourage everybody in the Seattle area, again, to come out and check out LaRue's album release party at the Chop Suey. So I am going to end the show with one of my favorites. I started out the show with this song, and I'm going to end the show with it. And I want to thank everybody that came out to listen to the show live, to those that come back and listen to the archives. As we help spread the word for you and what you do, help spread the word for what we're doing here at Flava News and Flava News Radio. Take care and God bless. Could be